From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A White House official says President Donald Trump plans to inform Congress Friday of his decision to release a classified memo alleging that top law enforcement officials were biased against the president. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said Thursday the memo was not an attack against the FBI or the Russia investigation.
Well, that's what I'm suggesting. People should not be drawing lines. People should not be implicating independent issues. This does not implicate the Mueller investigation. This does not implicate the DAG.
Democrats and other critics of the memo say it selectively uses classified intelligence to allege the Russia investigation is affected by political bias. In a televised speech to the nation flanked by Islamic clerics Friday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani urged Taliban insurgents who wanted to talk peace with the government to separate themselves from those who only want to fight. Jeff Custer has more.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Taliban's base is in Pakistan and asked Pakistan to take action to prevent further attacks by the militants on Afghan territory. In a televised speech to the nation flanked by Islamic clerics Friday, Ghani also urged Taliban insurgents who wanted to talk peace with the government to separate themselves from those who only want to fight. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States on Friday banned the export of weapons and defense services to South Sudan, stepping up pressure against President Salva Kiir to end the country's four-year civil war. While the United States does not conduct arms sales with South Sudan, the move prevents any U.S. company or citizen from providing military equipment or defense services to the country's warring factions. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Kenyan lawmaker Miguna Miguna was arrested for taking part in opposition leader Raila Odinga's swearing-in ceremony. Julian Satterthwaite reports.
Days after Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga staged his own swearing-in ceremony, pressure continues to mount on his national resistance movement. On Friday, Miguna Miguna, a lawyer and Odinga ally, was taken from his home in Nairobi to a local police station. On Tuesday, he'd been at Odinga's side for the symbolic presidential inauguration. He'd also declared himself a leader of the National Resistance Movement, which the Kenyan government has labelled a criminal group. Miguna's arrest is the second since the inauguration.
That was Julian Satterthwaite. Myanmar told the United Nations Security Council not to visit during the month of February because it was not the right time. Miller Sega has more.
That message came from Kuwait's UN ambassador, who added that the country did not completely reject the proposed trip. Nearly 690,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled to neighboring Bangladesh since August 25th. The security forces have been accused by Rohingya witnesses and rights activists of carrying out killings, rapes, and arson in Rakhine Province in a campaign senior officials in the United Nations and United States have described as ethnic cleansing. Myanmar rejects that label and has denied nearly all of the allegations. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The International Organization for Migration says at least 90 migrants have drowned after their boat capsized off the coast of Libya early Friday morning. Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Migration Agency says 10 bodies reportedly have washed up on Libyan shores, two Libyans and eight Pakistani nationals. The agency says information about this latest tragedy is still sketchy, and an investigation is underway. IOM spokeswoman Olivia Hayden is in Tunisia monitoring the situation. Speaking by telephone from the capital, Tunis, she tells VOA the migrants apparently were making the fatal journey on an overcrowded smuggler's boat. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two people were killed on Friday after a barrage of rockets were fired at two border towns in Turkey from the Syrian-Kurdish enclave of Afrin across the border. The Haiti governor's office issued a statement saying that at least six rockets were targeted to the town of Rehanli, damaging a home, workplace, and a road close to the marketplace, wounding 18 people, two of whom later died in a hospital. Cambodia's cabinet on Friday endorsed an amendment to the criminal code making insulting the king a criminal offense, punishable by a fine and up to 5 years in prison. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.